Welcome in, Sports 29 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
Woo, boy, what's happening? What's happening, man? Boy.
People have no idea.
Boy,
what
you
just
have
took place.
No clue what just took place in order for me to be here on time, dog. I'm telling you, boy, what a day.
How much of the story of the morning would you like to share with the people? Because I'll just say this. As I was beginning that sentence, good morning, welcome in, blah, 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 I hadn't heard from Randy yet. I literally didn't know that by the end of that sentence if I would be saying good morning to Randy or good morning to Abe. And Bo gave me the thumbs up in the middle of it, and I said Randy, and Randy said hi. So we were all in that together. That was really exhilarating.
Yeah, man. Well, how you think? I'm thinking that because, you know, obviously I'm at home. The brick wasn't working. Somehow something came unplugged on the brick. The brick is what gets me to the station.
Right.
And so I'm over here looking at it, and I was like, okay, hold on. Oh, something's unplugged. What if I plug this in? And so, yeah, we in the house, man. I'm talking about bunk because it's like you're having a great morning. And you know how it is getting toddlers ready for school.
Sure.
Sometimes they just have attitudes.
Yep.
And somebody wanted cookies this morning.
Wow. Okay. So you and I had a similar morning in that sense because we had a rough one at my house too.
I'm like, no, you cannot have any cookies, Sebastian. I want cookies. And so I'm driving, taking them to the sitter, and I hear a pow.
Ooh.
And I saw something pop out from up under my car. I'm like, what the hell was that? Information to let you know. And so my tire's flat. Vroom, 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 vroom. Oh, God. Luckily, I was by a gas station. Mm-hmm. And so I get to the gas station, and I'm like, okay, I hate changing the tire on the Suburbans because of the jack. Mm-hmm. I just don't like that jack. It's fallen before years ago.
Yeah.
But luckily, I was next to a body shop, all right? Literally next to it. So I run over there. I got Sebastian. I'm running over there. And it's literally like 25 yards. Do you have a jack so I can jack this car, get this tire off, and all these things? He said, I got you. Can you bring it over here? I said, the tire's popped. He was like, just drive it slow. Fine. Take it over there, Andy. Take it to the back. We get it, Jack. Then, with the Suburban, to get the spare tire, you got to have this little crank thing.
Is it underneath?
Yes, it's underneath.
Okay.
Okay, so get into the back where the back is. There's no crank thing.
Huh.
Yes. So, I'm not going to put on blast the dealership where I got the car at, but yes, there's no crank thing in the back.
And
so
it's like, because you this is a pretty recent purchase.
Yes.
Like, you haven't had this car for maybe a month.
Yes.
So, this has never come up before.
No.
Yeah.
And so, I'm like, oh, God. And so, the young man who's trying to help, he is like looking through all the cars there trying to find the whole thing. Trying to find, and note, I'm a mile from Mavis. Mavis is right around the corner.
Okay.
So, but I can't drive there. So, I'm like, okay, what the hell? So, that's why I call Abe. I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going to happen, but looks like I'm working from home. And luckily, my wife calls and say, I need you to come get Sebastian, take him, because I can't work and have him run around this damn house.
Right.
That's just a disaster. And so I'm sitting there. It's literally like 10:30. And then the owner, he comes out. He said, you know, what size tire is that? And I tell him, he said, you know, we might have a spare in the back. Luckily, they go back. There's a spare in the back. The young man who was working his ass off, bop, 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 gets it here. I pull in here at my driveway at 10:53.
Oh.
Wife is already here. I run downstairs because they're about to cut in my neighbor's yard. And so I know how loud that's going to be down in the basement.
Right.
So I'm running up here with the equipment, trying to get it set up. And then I cut it on. It's not working. So I'm like, okay, I ain't going today. It's just one of them signs where I do not need to go to work.
Yeah. How close were you just to being like, you know what? Personal day. It's just going to be a personal day
if
today.
If this thing I just plugged in didn't work, oh, I was calling it.
Yeah. And
I was calling.
No one would have blamed you. Like, that's a set of circumstances that there's nothing you can do to control that. But you know what?
I'm in the house.
The universe had a different idea, Randy.
Yeah, man. I'm in the house, though, man. But, yeah, man, I appreciate, man. It was funny because I don't panic, man, but I was getting real agitated.
Sure.
Because I'm like, okay. But, yeah, real quick, shout out to the people over at Killian Auto Service.
Okay.
Man, they just, I mean, that young man who works in the back, I mean.
I bet he got a decent little tip, didn't he?
And then it was like, I asked how much it was. He was like, $20, and the way he said it was like he wasn't going to charge me for nothing. I was like, oh, okay, so got the money. Then I'm gonna rush back after the show and go give the young man some a nice tip and everything,
there
man. But it was one of the mornings, Andy. It's one of the mornings.
Well, here we are.
Here we are.
Hopefully, the next 2 hours and 52 minutes will go better and make you feel a little more at ease and all that. The Braves won.
Yes, they did.
Braves won again.
Tried to trick it off.
Well, they started off trying to trick it.
Yeah.
You know, Bryce Elder gave up a home run in the first inning, and it was like, come on, guys, we're not. The Rockies, they're terrible. They got 4 wins on the season, but he settled in. He ended up going 6, didn't allow any more runs after that, which was great. The Braves kind of scrapped together 6 runs as the game went on, which whatever. As long as you have more runs than the Rockies at the end of it, that's all that really matters. But, boy, are the Rockies terrible.
Yes,
like,
they
just
are.
Watching that game is like so many little, you know, little dribblers that get through the infield or little bloops that most teams would have come up with that dropped. A couple swinging bunts that didn't make it 10 feet past the plate that ended up scoring runs. Like, and this is how I knew the Rockies were terrible. Well, I knew they were terrible when I looked at their record yesterday and it was 4-23.
Uh-huh.
But when their pitcher, Feltner, couldn't get off the mound because his back hurt on swinging bunt, and he looked like, you know, he looked like every middle-aged guy, like trying to bend over and pick something up, and then they kept him in the game.
Yep.
I was like, most teams take a guy out when he can't bend over. Not the Rockies. I said, man, you got to get through five, man. I don't care if your back hurts. You got to get out there and get 100 pitches in. We don't have anybody else to go. That's how I knew they were terrible, when they kept him in there when he looked like a grandpa.
Hey, man, I mean, the thing with it was just funny because you're like, okay, that dropped? Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right.
Because Andy, the thing about it is that all the, like, little infield, they were slow rollers.
They were.
It wasn't
nothing was hit hard.
Nothing was hit hard, and it was just, like, squeezing through the gap and everything. And I got a question. Did that ball hit Michael Harris with the relay throw? Because when Michael hit the double and the relay throw was coming. Yeah, it looked like it hit him. And so I was like, what the hell is going on? And then that's when I said to myself, they better not lose this damn team.
Yeah.
They better not drop a game to the damn Rockies. They are awful.
Awful.
They are a bad baseball team. But, I mean, you think about the Braves. I mean, 8 of the last 10.
Yep.
And I saw a stat this morning. They scored 4 runs in 10-plus games, which is freaking awesome. Considering it probably should be more. Mm-hmm. You know, as many times they've been on base, it should be somewhere around 6 or 7, I would think. But, it was a good win against a bad team. It was like one of them slump buster teams. You know, now, what's his name, Verdugo?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he has been solid. His fielding. Now, y'all didn't tell me about, you know, where he ranks. Now, is he – like Marcell Ozuna would have made that catch.
It's an interesting question. We've been treated to some real special outfield experiences over the last couple of years. Because, like, you know, remember Soler last year.
Yeah.
Soler is probably the worst outfielder I've ever seen playing every single day when he got here last year.
Right.
I mean, look, Ozuna clearly is so ungood at outfield that they can't even put him out there in extreme situations. Yeah, I don't know. You know, he misjudged it. And then I think there was a hole in his glove or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Alex Verdugo.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why these guys are available, you know? Like, there's a reason why the Braves are able to grab these guys off the scrap heap when they need them, you know? It's not because they're gold glovers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
They all have a flaw, you know? But you just got to try to get the most out of them you can. That's why Verdugo's batting 350.
I mean, you take the good with the bad.
The occasional blunder we'll take out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you take the good with the bad, you know, when you're in this situation right there.
Exactly.
I'm just waiting for the adventures of Eddie Rosario in the corner.
We'll get him.
Yeah. I'm just waiting on.
Because he's another one who's just, you don't know. The ball gets hit to his part of the outfield. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Now we got some good outfielders too. Obviously, Michael Harris is incredible. Other people historically.
Eli White made a great catch yesterday.
Eli White is a very solid outfielder.
Great catch yesterday.
I was going to say Kelnick, but he's been an adventure this year. When he's been up, he's prone to take a bad route. So maybe Kelnick's not the best. Hey, Ronald Acuña is a really good outfielder when he's healthy. You know, just. Hadn't played yet this year, but at some point he will.
What's going on with this? Because I saw something yesterday, like early May, he's going to start assignments?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. And that's the rehab, or what is it? Is it
that's
like
rehab.
I'm talking about just baseball activities.
Yeah.
Running, cutting, like that.
You know, all I saw yesterday, I saw that Snit didn't provide any further updates when they asked him before the game. So,
right.
I mean, the timeline is still kind of, as far as I've seen, unless you guys have seen a more clear one than that.
I thought it said something around May 2nd, 3rd or something like that.
As far as the rehab assignment started and that kind of stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if that goes well, that's still going to be a couple weeks before, you know, so maybe mid to late May before you actually see him up.
We did say, that's what I think it was last week we were talking about. They said May.
Yeah,
31 days in May.
May's a long month.
Yeah, May's a long month.
May's a long month.
Ain't no guarantee of when that's going to actually happen. But, it'd be good to have him back. But, hey, winning is winning. Don't really matter. Because when you're talking about a team as sorry as this, and I mean they are sorry. They are a sorry piece of people.
They're terrible.
And I saw the stands, and the fans know they're some sorry people.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do. But, you know, and that's why I said when Bryce Elder gave us that home run, I was like, nah, man, this ain't going to do here. And then I'm not going to say no names because I wish I was there. But my brother that I could stare right across to behind the glass, yeah, he was ready to get rid of him. Get him out of there. I've seen enough. I've seen enough, Bo. When Bo gets mad, yeah.
He was done with Elder?
Oh, yeah.
After the first?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Quick trigger for Bo.
Are you mad at him? I was, too.
Three-run home run in the first inning.
It's true.
Look, he did settle down, and it turned out all right, but that's every start with this guy.
I know,
but, Bo,
true.
You never
that's
get
been true.
Bo, when does Bo get that emotional, though?
Only about the Braves.
Yes.
And probably the Saints and LSU, but I'm never around him during the Saints and LSU.
Yes.
The Braves, for sure, 100%. No, that's been the thing with Elder. He has he's made, like, two or three bad pitches per outing, and the other team has made him pay for them. You can't really afford to do that. When you're kind of limited stuff wise, like he is, but he settled down. He went six innings. That lineup's terrible. They're going to get three from him at some point. I guess they got him early, and then the next five innings they didn't get anything. I'll also say this: we have now gone one full appearance from Russell Iglesias since he last gave up a home run. I'm starting the Raffy counter. Okay,
no,
I'm starting it. That's one. That's one appearance without giving up a home run, and for him. That's impressive.
He's a damn closer, Andy.
He's not good right now, Randy.
That's working through
some stuff.
Working through what?
Home runs.
That's what I'm saying.
Working through the long balls. He's
given
up.
What?
Yeah, he's got five saves this year, and he's given up five home runs. We got to get the saves higher than the home runs.
Really?
Yeah, really.
He's the closer, Andy.
I know, he's not good.
He's the closer, Andy.
Well, I'm just being honest about it, Randy. He's not good right now.
I know, but we got to figure out a way to make him good because that guy.
Wow.
I just,
thank God that's not my job.
This is the only thing I'm worried about, all right, is that they're waiting on that guy that's in Gwinnett right now.
No.
Andy.
No.
Come on, man.
They're not going to put Craig Kimbrell out there unless Iglesias gets hurt.
All right.
I'm just saying, I'm celebrating the positive.
Okay. I mean, that's what we do here on the show.
Yeah.
We celebrate the positive.
He went one whole outing and didn't give up any home runs.
That's not a good thing to say about your
well
closer.
Done. It is a good thing to say. It would be bad to say if he gave up a home run.
Yeah. At least he's not giving up home runs.
Yeah. And then if he does it again, next time we can say two. And who knows? Maybe it's the start of something. We'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show. Braves win over the Rockies last night. We don't know who's even starting for the Braves today. So, you know, doesn't matter. The Rockies are terrible. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.